Hey, everybody. This is episode 69 of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hicks. Hi, friends. So happy you could join me today. If you are wanting to grow stronger in your faith in Jesus, if you are wanting to commit your life as a disciple of Christ, well, you are in the right place. Every day, I share a short podcast episode to inspire you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus. You can learn more about me and what we are trying to accomplish at 5minutediscipleship.com. Today, we are talking about learning to wait on God. As I put this podcast episode together about waiting on God, I want you to know that this episode is personal to me. You see, I'm carrying a burden. My heart is heavy. God knows the need that's on my heart, and I've been praying for quite a while, and I'm trusting God to answer my prayer. But sometimes, the truth is, I get weary in the waiting. I'm tired, and I'm ready to see God do what only He can do. I completely believe that God will answer my prayer. But for right now, my job is to wait on God. How about you? Do you like to wait? No? I didn't think so. It's true that patience is a fruit of the Spirit, but nobody actually likes to wait. Yet, the fact is that every day you and I are forced to wait. Sometimes it's for the things we need. Sometimes it's just for the things that we want. Statistics tell us that the average person spends close to 1 hour every day waiting on something. We wait at elevators. We wait at traffic lights. Your turn at the intersection. Your turn at the grocery store. You wait for a cup of coffee. Maybe you wait for a table at your favorite restaurant. We wait for Wi-Fi. We even wait for the microwave, which is supposed to keep us from waiting for the oven. But when you add it all up, that waiting over the span of 70 years, the average person will spend more than 3 years of their lives waiting for something to happen. While our patience tends to run low in everyday situations, waiting on God is one of the hardest things we will ever do. I want you to know that God's delay does not necessarily mean God's denial. If God is making you wait, there is a reason. God doesn't play games with us. He's a good father. There is a reason and a purpose behind everything He does. Our job is to learn to trust Him during the waiting. You see, waiting on the Lord is an act of obedience. Listen to these verses. Psalm 27, verse 13 through 14 says, I believe that I should look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Lamentations 3:25 says, the Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. These verses encourage us to learn to wait on God. We recognize that His timing is not our timing. Why does God make us wait? Well, the reasons could be different for all of us, but usually there is something we need to learn. How can we learn to wait for God's timing? Well, let me give you some things that have been helpful in my own life. First, we must pursue a more intimate relationship with God. If there is anything that you and I need to do, it is that. This only happens with intentionality. You see, we never drift into a closer relationship with God. The more we know Him, the more we know His desires. Some of us, we know God, but we don't know Him deeply. Some have become content and even satisfied with where they are in God. We must never stop seeking Him. Second, we must discipline ourselves to pursue God's will, and this takes time. We get into trouble because we often forget, or maybe we ignore, God's opinion in our decisions. Third, we must actively listen for His voice. Psalm 46, verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. Can we just stop for a minute and admit that this is a struggle for most of us? We must learn to listen for God's voice as we read the Scripture and as we pray. And fourth, we must faithfully follow God's will. When He calls for us to wait, we wait. When He calls for us to take bold action, we act. Many times we don't understand His ways or His will, but we must trust Him. Here's today's challenge. Refuse to get weary while you are waiting on God. Instead of becoming frustrated, ask God what He wants you to learn and where He wants you to grow. Trust that God's timing is always right. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, it'd be such a blessing if you would subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave an honest review. this small step helps expand the reach of this podcast so others can find out about it. And be sure to check out show notes for today's episode at 5minutediscipleship.com/69. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.